Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now beginning the 8th parak of Masachet Sanhedrin, parak Ben Sorer Umoreh. Just a quick introduction to the parak. Ben Sorer Umoreh, commonly known as the rebellious son, is dealt with in a parsha at the beginning of Parshat Ki Teitzeh, which I put as pasuk 1. It's five psukim at the beginning of the handout. The Ben Sorer Umoreh is a troubling parsha, and Chazal evidently had a mesora in such a way that they would interpret the psukim in such a way that would make it impossible to have a Ben Sorer Umoreh. And indeed, there is a declaration that we'll get to in a couple of podcasts that Ben Sorer Umoreh lo hayav lo nivra. And why was it given? It was given there to the Drosh Schar, and then the Tana Rabbi Yonatan disagrees and says that I know that there is one, and I sat on his grave. But that is as far as the Ben Sorer Umoreh goes. The Ben Sorer Umoreh is picked up here because he is, again, as we had in the previous parak, someone who gets skila. However, later on in the parak, we get to the Ben Sorer Umoreh, who the difficulty that everyone understands with killing this young man, we'll see how old he is in a minute, is dealt with where the Mishnah says Ben Sorer Umoreh nidon al shem sofo, and that's something that's going to come up already in the earlier podcasts, that he is killed because of our confidence in where his life is going to lead, and that he's going to be a bad criminal, etc., and therefore he's killed. And as a result of that, the next Mishnah takes us to the rule of Machteret. This is off subject. And the Baba Machteret, somebody who's sneaking into your house to rob the house, in many cases, killing him is justified. And this opens the door to the issue of vigilantism. In other words, killing outside of the precincts of the Beit Din. So the next Mishnah is the famous Mishnah about Rodef. And there are many significant passages in the Gemara, including one of the most famous discussions, which is Yehareg Val Yavor, which come up in this relatively short parak. So we have a lot of interesting material in front of us, and the last piece we're going to look at today is certainly fascinating. In any case, Ben Sorer Umoreh, Me'ematai Nasa Ben Sorer Umoreh, at what age can we come Ben Sorer Umoreh? Mishavishte Sarot, the time of onset of puberty, Ad Shekiv Zakan, until literally the beard grows in, but it's Tachton V'Alyon, it's the lower beard. Chachamim didn't want to say it explicitly, so they used a euphemism. Now, how do we know it's that age? Shenemar ki yel le'ish ben. The text says, if a man has a son. So first of all, ben velo bat, girls are not included. Ben velo ish, he also has to be a ben and not an ish, which means he can't be a full, mature adult. Katan patur shlo balachal mitzvot. And of course, a katan can't be in because he can't be held liable for what he does. So therefore, we've got to find some small window in the puberty, stages of puberty, where he's no longer a ben, but he's not yet an ish. And that's what we've determined here. Now, katan menalan de patur. So the Gemara immediately asks, how do we know that a katan is patur? So menalan, k'riktani tamish, lo balachal mitzvot, the Mishnah says. V'tu eichash k'chan danash katuv da'achal libi kualim iftere. And by the way, why do we need a pasuk to exempt him? He's never chayav. The answer is anan hachi kamrin. Ah, to Ben Sorer Umoreh el cheton erag, he's not killed because of what he did. Hashem sofon erag, he's killed because of what he knows he's going to do. Kem Hashem sofon erag, afidu katan nami, so maybe even a 9-year-old, 10-year-old kid, who we see how his life is going, maybe he should be killed also. V'yod, so therefore we need to mention that katan is excluded. V'yod ben velo ish, katan mashma. The text says ben, and the implication is lo ish, rather a kid. So, look at the text, meaning, that's not defining the father. Li'ish ben means ben asamuch gvarato shalich, a son who's about coming into the stage of fatherhood, meaning of adulthood. Right? So, therefore, that's how Rav says, that's how we know that it's only a boy who's at the very edge of his pre-adolescence, and then we say that he can't yet be an ish. It has to surround the member. Only the member, not the testes. Okay. I'm Rav Chista. Katan Shaholid. If you have a kid who sired a child, ain't benon ase ben sorer umoreh. His kid can't ever become a ben sorer umoreh. Why? Shemar Giela Ishben, meaning if a man has a son, Leishben Velola Ben Ben, meaning this guy who had a son himself was a Ben at the time. He was a Katan. So way high by the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, but we needed Leishben for Rav's Drasha, which is somebody who's almost an Ish. So Imkein Lemakraki, yeah, Ben Leish. So he could have said Ben Leish. Mikey Leish Ben, why turn it that way? Shmamina Rav Chista. It's there to teach Rav Chista's halacha, which is that a Ben Sor Mora has to be the son of somebody who sired him when he was an adult. So maybe that's all coming for Rav Chista's halacha. So Imkein Lemakrak, Ben Ish. Chia Ben Ish. My Leish Ben. Shmamina Tarti. So you can learn both from there. Okay, but this entire direction of Rav Chista, Pliga de Rabba, it goes against Rabba, the Amarava, Katan eno molid, he says a Katan cannot sire a child. Shinamar, how do we know that? V'me'en la'ish goel, when we talk about a person having something stolen from him, and then if he dies, so it goes to his relatives. V'me'en la'ish goel, if he has no relatives, chishtach adam Yisrael she'en la goel, there's a famous passage, is there anyone who doesn't have any relatives? Ela begezel agera katuma daber. The text there is talking about a ger who died without relatives, and people have stolen from him, and then he dies. So who do they return to? They return to the coin, etc. Ve'amarachmona ish, and therefore it says in ein laish goel. Ish atasrich lachazor alav v'yesh lo goalim alav. It's only if he was an adult that you have to go check and see if he has kids somewhere. Katan atasrich lachazor alav. But if he was a katan, you don't have to check. Be'adusha ein lo goalim. We know he has no kids because a katan in no molid. So Eitave Abaye challenged Rabba Ish Ainli Ella Ish Patishami Machachua Luvia Minayin in the context of Shifcha Harufa. Said when it says Vish Kishkavitisha Vishnachafatlish, how do I know that this even includes somebody who is only 9 years old? Tamalomar Veish. So you see that below that age, you could have Bia. Amarle, so Rabbi said, yeah, Yeshlo, Veino Molid. He can have Bia, but he doesn't have any sperm. He can't reproduce. Kitvua Shalo, Aviashlish Dami. He's like unripe fruit. Now the Vechizki Atana, they got it from somewhere else. Vechiyazid Ish. In the context of premeditated murder, it says Vechiyazid Ish. The Yazid literally means for him to seethe, like with planning. So the drasha is ish mezid umazriya. Only an adult can seethe and have kids. Now the seething is a different kind. It's a physical heating. Ve'ein katan mezid umazriya. A little kid can't do that. Kid can't do that. So we have now two statements here that says that a katan in a molid. So which means Rav Chista's halacha is out. Mordechai Rav Ashi, my mashvat haim mezid leishtan b'shulehu. So he just asked him a philological question. How do we know that mezid means cooking? Tichtiva Yazid Yaakov Nazid, because Yaakov was cooking lentils, it says Nazid. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel Ben Velo Av. Now, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel said something here that's going to be very difficult. It says Ben Velo Av, meaning that somebody who's a father can't be a Ben Sor Mora. So Hechidami, Ilamadi Abarbata Da Aiti Shtei Sa'arot, if you think that his girlfriend or his wife, whoever she is, conceived after he was Shtei Sa'arot, Volid Mekamid Lakiv Kazakan, and somehow she gave birth before he reached the end of the window, which means the entire pregnancy was during his window of liability. Mika Shutkulea, there's not enough time. Famarabi Kruspadoi, he said, Kol Yamav Shabbat Sorah, Inolashal Shachor Shibilvad. The most that a Ben Sor Mora has a window of liability is 3 months. So you can't say that he conceived, that he sired the child after he was in the window, and she gave birth before the window was outclosed. Alav di Abba Mekamid Aleit Ishtei Sarot. It must be that she got pregnant before he had Ishtei Sarot. Volid Mekamid Alakiv Zakan, and the kid was born at before he was Zakiv Katan, because otherwise, by the way, there's nothing to talk about. It has to be that this guy himself has not yet reached the outer limits, and he's already got a kid. Ushvamina Katan Molid, what do you see from here? That a kid could sire a child. Lo li olam di abar bata da iti shtei sarot. It must be that he conceived, that he sired the child after shtei sarot. We're accepting Rabba, katan in a molid. He's not a katan anymore. Va'olid bata da akiv zakatan. Zakan. That, she gave birth well after he reached the age. Kakasha ad Rabbi Kusboi. You're asking Rabbi Kusboi doi that there's only 3 months. The answer is ki atrav dimi amar amr marava ben velo ra'u ili kotoav. Rav Dimi brought a more accurate report of Rabbi Shmuel. What did Tan Rabbi Shmuel really say? Not ben v'lo av, ben v'lo av uili koto av, and we're going to see what that means in a minute. It means ben, and not somebody who could be called a father because the child that he is producing is now showing. Because let's see that. So agufa, so the idea is that a child is showing after 3 months. And so Rabbi Shmuel is basically saying that the shear is 3 months because even if you were to impregnate somebody at the very first moment of shtei sarot, by the time that child is showing, and you could call him a father, that's when he leaves the shear. 3 months. We gave a physical shear, not a calendar shear. And like Tosa points out, it's not possible to say that this shear happens to everybody in 3 months, because bodies develop differently. The answer is, whichever comes first, you're out. Okay, Yatir Rabbi Yaakov and Harpakod come into Ravina. Now, important to note who's here. Rabbi Yaakov and Harpakod is sitting in front of Ravina. Vyatir Vikamar Shreder Ravuna Rabbi Shua. He quoted Ravuna Rabbi Shua saying, Shma minami Rabbi Kuspidoyim, Rabbi Shabtai from Rabbi Kuspidoyim's halach of 3 months, we learn that Yoledet Lashiva in Ubara Nikar Lashlish Shameha. If a woman has a short pregnancy, do we say that she shows after 1/3 of a pregnancy or after 3 months like everybody else? Since from here you can see that every woman only shows after 3 months. Tisalka daitach ubara nikar lishlishameha. If you think that the ubar shows after 1/3, then lami lishlosha, why do I need 3 months to get him out of the period? If I say that the minute that he's somebody who could be called a father, he is out of the window and he's reached the outer limits and he's now an adult, then betray with tiltasagya, 1/3 of 7 months, and they dealt with 7 month pregnancies all the time, I mean in discussion, is 2 months and 1/3. So you would say that from the minute Ashtay Sar wrote, the maximum it could be is 2 months and 1/3, and if he still didn't have Hakafat Zakan, you'd say he's out, because now he could be called a father. The answer is, it proves to you that every woman shows only after 3 months, regardless of how long the pregnancy will be. So Marle, Liola Memelacha, Ubarani Klaus Lishameha. Ravina said back, no, you know what? He's disagreeing with Rav Huna Rav Shua through an intermediary. And he's saying, really, a child only shows after 1/3. Always after 1/3. Zil bataruba. But in most cases, it's the 9 month pregnancy. So therefore, most cases, 3. Therefore, we say 3 months. I'm recommending Rav Huna Rav Shua. This word got back to Rav Huna. Amarle, he said, bataruba. He said, wait a second. You're going to kill this guy? Because after 2 months and a week, 2 months and 1/3, he then did whatever is going to get him into Ben Sorma or hot water. And since Rove pregnancies go 3 months, and therefore we're saying he has to have 3 months of a window of opportunity, we're going to kill him? We don't kill Beba based on Rove. Sorry. We see that the Torah goes out of its way, and we saw this in the first parak, to set up all sorts of checks and balances to make sure that we're not killing based on rove or anything else, but based on absolute confirmed evidence. We need a bigger rove to kill in the Beitin. V'atamar zil bataruva? So do I come into Ravina? The word come back to Ravina. Amar le v'din nefashot lo azim bataruva? He says, of course we follow the rove when it comes to nefashot. We had an armish at an earlier parak. If one witness said it happened on the second day of the month, and the other said it was the third, Edutan Kayamet, Shazer Devis Rosh Chodesh, Zeino Deh. One of them knew that they had made a Rosh Chodesh, an extra day, and the other guy didn't know. If you don't follow the robe, Neimahani Davka Kamisadi, why don't we say that these guys, each one of them is really knows what day it was, and is testifying about different days, and they're countering each other. The answer is that we do follow Rove when it comes to this. Most people are not precise about the Ibra Chodesh, at least at the beginning of the month. And if you see, you follow Rove. So he tried to give another proof that we follow Rove. The famous Mishnah in Nida. A girl who is 3 years old, her bia is a bia. And therefore, if there's kiddushe bia, it's valid. Vimbalea yavam kana afi. Yavam has relations with her. She's yavama now. Chayvin alam yishum eshet ish. By the way, if she's betrothed and somebody else has relations with her, they're chayv for violating eshet ish. Matamet Boala, the Tame Mishkav Tachlin Kalyon, it's a Bia as far as Tumat Mishkav also. Nisei the Kohen, if she married a Kohen, Ochla Betruma, Baalachab in Apsulim, for the Apsulim has Bia with her, Psalmin Akuna, Baalachab in Kolarayot, Amorpator, Matina Lea, that's the key line. If one of the Arayot has Bia with her, any of the Arayot has Bia with her, they die. Vihip Tura, of course she's part, she's a little kid. Viamai. So here, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti is trying to prove that this proves that we do follow Rov. Because after all, Ema Ailuniti, she married a guy at the age of 3. Maybe she'll turn out to be an Ailunit, a sterile woman, and that is Mevatel Likidushin, and Vatata Achilo Kaddish, and therefore, when this guy has Bia with her, maybe it shouldn't be Chayav Mita, because after all, there's a possibility that she won't, the Kiddushin will retroactively not have been valid at all. But the fact that we do kill him proves that we follow Rov. Lav Damrin Zobataruba. Since most women turn out to be non-sterile, therefore, we follow the Rov. So, lo, my chayav alea diktani korban. Now, we change it. We say, no, we really do not follow Rov. But what happens here is, whoever violates it is chayav a korban. It doesn't say that. It says they die because of her. The answer is, v'val le'avia. That's it for one of the arayot of consanguinity. Like her father or her brother had bia with her. In which case, it won't matter whether she becomes an island or not, because her betrothal isn't the issue here, her kinship is. But it says if any of the arayot has bia with her, then that's the case, then they're chayiv. So it could be a case where a guy betrothed this girl and said, I don't care if she turns out to be an island or not, I'm going to stay married to her. In which case, it won't matter, and therefore the robe becomes irrelevant. So if Yirmiyahu B'Difti's proof was not really solid, but the earlier proof that Ravine himself brought about accepting Edut did. Now we have a slight tangent. Tan Rabbanan, Hamasolela Bivna Katan. If a woman is having sexual excitement with her little kid, Viharaba, and the little kid entered her. Beit Shammai Amrim Pasala Psalam Minakuna. Shammai says she's now Pasal Minakuna, she had Biat Isur. Tilo machshin, but Tilo say it's kosher. So evidently they don't regard this as a bia. We'll have to see why. Rechia braid the Rav Nachmani Amar Rav Chista. So Rav Chista gives the following take. V'amalam Rav Chista Amar Zeiri. Somehow it goes to Rav Chista. Hakol modim ben tei shanim v'yemachad shbiat obia. Everybody agrees, but Shammai and Tilo agree. If the kid's 9, it's a bia. Pachon ben shmona she'in biat obia. That's new here. It says if it's less than 8, it's nothing. Lo nechleku elab ben shmona. Their disagreement is only right at the cusp there. If the kid's 8. To Beit Shammai Savri, and unclear if this is Rav Chista's statement or later, Gamrin Midor Tarishonim, we tell Savri, lo Gamrin Midor Tarishonim. The question is, do we learn from earlier generations when we evidently had evidence that people were able to have Bia and actually sire children at the age of 8? Dor Tarishonim Manalan Dolid, how do we see that that happened? So we have several tries here. Ida Midichtiv, we have a long piece here about Batsheva and Eliam and Achitofel. We'll do it rather quickly. Halozot Batsheva Vat Eliam Eshet Urei Achiti. The first thing is that David's wife Batsheva is Eliam's daughter. Uchtiv Eliam ben Achitofel Giloni. In the list of David's colonels, it says Eliam ben Achitofel. The Radak says it's a different Eliam. But you could read it's the same Eliam, which means that Batsheva is Achitofel's granddaughter. All right, the sugya is working with that. Uchtiv Aishlach B'yad Natan Aviv Aikra et Shmoy Didiyah Bavur Adonai. After Shlomo was born, Natan was sent, and he called the child Yedidiah. So 2 years later, and they're reading that it's 2 years after Shlomo's born, Avshalom, this is when Avshalom kills Amnon for raping Tamar. Avshalom barach ve'elach shur v'isham shalosh shanim. He went to there for 3 years. Uchtiv, Avshalom Yishalayim, Shtatayim Yamim, from Elach Lorai, he's back for 2 more years. Uchtiv, Ayimikets Arbaim Shana, Avshalom Almelach Elchana, Vashalim, and Nidriya Shana Dati, Adonai Bechevron. This is when Avshalom starts his rebellion. He says to David, I have to go and fulfill a neder I made to Hashem in Chevron. Tiv, Achitofo, Ra'akilonastatzato. Now, Achitofo was an advisor to, Avshalom. And when Achitofel saw that Hushai's advice was being taken, not his, he went on. He issued a will and then he killed himself. Now, this whole thing is going to rest on the following. That people of treachery don't live half their lives. If the life is 70 years, that means they don't make it to 35. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall doeg in an ela 34. Doeg Adomi lived 34 years. V'shachatovel in an ela 33. He lived 33 years. Now, Kameh HaVilahu, Tlatun Tlat. So he had 33 years in his life according to that tradition. Dal Sheva Dahame Shlomo. So first of all, Shlomo was alive for 7 years, at the very least, before he died. Because we had the 2 years after Shlomo was born, the Avshalom runs away. Avshalom's away for 3 more years. He comes back and he's there for 2 more years before he starts his rebellion. So that's 7, which means that Achitophel had to be 26 when Shlomo was born. All right, that's the way we're reading it. Pashto Simashit. Dal Tarte Shane the Tlata Iburi. And we're going to have 3 pregnancies in here. Batsheva being pregnant with Shlomo. Batsheva's mother being pregnant with her. And Achitophel's wife being pregnant with her, with that son. Ishtaka Techol Chad Vachad Betam Neolit. So the only way to get 3 generations in 26 years is if they were siring at age 8. Maybe they gave birth at 9. And maybe Batsheva had a child at a very young age of 6. Because women are healthier. And the proof is that Batsheva had a child before Shlomo. That's the baby who died. So they don't like that one because they don't want to have a woman be part of this series because that's not going to work. They want to have it all be men. So Terach's family, you have the sons. And we assume that Avram was the oldest. We assume Avram had to be at least a year older than Nachor, and Nachor at least a year older than Haran. He's 2 years older than Haran. And Nachor married Milcah. And Avram married Sarah, but in the meantime, Milcah is introduced as the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Yiscah. From Yitzchak, Yiscah zu Sarah. Why is Sarah called Yiscah? She socha b'Ruach HaKodesh. She would look through Ruach HaKodesh. That's why Hashem said to Avram, listen to Sarah. She has Ruach HaKodesh. Yiscah shakos sachim b'yofya. Everybody soaks up her beauty. Okay, Uchtiv. This is when he hears that Hashem tells him he's going to have a kid. So, how old, much older is Avram than Sarah? Esar Shnin. Because he says, how could I at 100 and she at 90 have a kid? Now, in the meantime, how much older is Avram than her father, Haran? 2 years. So, Ishtakach ki ulda Haran the Sarah. So, Haran then had to be 8 years old, Batamni Olida, when Sarah was born, which is how Sarah could be 10 years younger than Avram. Maidama Avram Zuta Nachuave, who says maybe Avram was not the eldest, maybe he was the youngest, which throws everything off. And they list Avram, Nachor, Haran, not in order of their age, but in order of their wisdom. We have that elsewhere with Noach. And you'll see that Shem is not the oldest. Shem gadol micham shana, we think. Cham gadol miyefet shana. And so Shem gadol miyefet shtei shanim. Shem should be older than Yefet by 2 years. Uchtiv v'noach ben shesh miyot shana v'mbul hayamay malaritz. He was 600. Which means that at that point Noach should be now 100. And the brother should be 99, 98. Uchtiv, ve'ela todot shem, shem ben mi'at shana, ve'ela tapachshad, shnatayim achar mabul. Wait a second, 2 years after the mabul, shem should be 102. Mi'at shana, ve'mi'at tartin shani navi. Ela derach matan kachashiv, though. The answer is that shem is not the eldest, shem is the wisest. Hachanami derach matan kachashiv, though. It's the same thing with Avraham. Amrav kahana, amritel shmata kamidu avzvid min ahardeya. So I told this whole thing to Rav Zvid, which, by the way, means we ended up with no source for this idea of giving birth at 8. We have a source, And ours is, well, the shame, a source, by the way, for saying that Shem is not the oldest. So Shem Yilad Gamhu Avi Kol Bnei Ever Achi Yefet HaGadol. Meaning Yefet HaGadol Shemechav Ave. That Yefet was the eldest. Elamin Nalan. So what's our source for this 8-year-old birthing? Mehacha. Uvetzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur Lamate Yehuda. Okay, Betzalel's grandfather is Chur. Uchti Vatamad Azuva Vaikach Lo Kalev Et Efrat Vatelelo Et Chur. So we darshan that Efrat is Miriam. And Kalev was married, and his wife died, so then he married Miriam, and she gave birth to Chur. How old was Betzalel when he made the Mishkan? Bartlesar, at the very least 13. Everybody's called an Ish there. The Meraglim were sent the second year. Kalev says to Yeshua, and said for Yeshua, I was 40 when I was sent, which means Kamei Velu Arbayin. So Dalar based on Betzalel. Betzalel is at least 14 years old and he was sent. Because the year before, when he was at least 13, he's working on the Mishkan. Pashto has Svimashit, so there's 26 years left. And that has to account for Kalev, who's now 40, Kalev giving birth. And then Uri giving birth, and then Chur giving birth. So according to that Cheshbon, they each gave birth at the age of 8. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said Ben Velo Bat. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Bedinu Shtei Bat Ruya Liot Kven Soromora. Really, a daughter should be Ben Soromora. Shalkom Mitzvina Etzla Bavira. Meaning that if a girl is involved in that kind of life, she's going to be Machte Terabim, people can take advantage of her, etc. But the Torah said Ben, and therefore it's Ben Velobat. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the second Mishnah of our Perek. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.